Under the rules, the Commission will issue its recommendations on how to implement a public campaign financing system by December 1. If lawmakers don't act to change the recommendations, they automatically become law by the end of the year. Members of the Commission, appointed by Cuomo and the legislature, have also been looking at whether to end fusion voting. That allows candidates to run on multiple party lines. Many Democratic and Republican state lawmakers rely on the additional endorsements from left or right-leaning minor political parties to win election. They want to keep fusion voting. Governor Andrew Cuomo's appointee and state Democratic Party chair Jay Jacobs, who's acted as de facto chair of the panel, spoke against the practice during a recent commission hearing.
This is about the process that is, in many areas of the state, as unpleasantly corrupting as other aspects of campaign finance and the rest are in the state.
Cuomo says he's neutral on whether to end cross-party endorsements. The governor has feuded, though, with the Working Families Party. It often backs left-leaning Democratic candidates. They initially backed Cuomo's primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, in the 2018 elections, before switching to Cuomo in the general election. The New York Daily News first reported that state lawmakers are considering holding a special session in December if the commission decides to end fusion voting. A source in the legislature confirms that there's been discussions. But there's an obstacle to the Senate and Assembly potentially reversing or amending the commission's decisions. Democrats who lead the Senate don't have enough votes to override a potential veto from Governor Cuomo. Republican legislative leaders have called the commission an unconstitutional abdication of authority. They are against ending fusion voting, but the GOP is also against the public financing of campaigns. Alex Camarda with the government reform group Reinvent Albany says fusion voting is not the only issue that could torpedo the commission's recommendations. Camarda says New York's high campaign contribution limits, which are among the most generous in the nation, need to be lowered significantly, even for candidates who decide not to participate in a public system. He says otherwise there might not be enough reasons for candidates to choose the small donor matching program.
Fewer candidates would opt into the public financing system because if they can raise so much in large contributions outside the system, it's a disincentive to participate. And if few candidates participate in the system, it's going to be a weaker system that won't be able to stand up on its own.
Representatives of the reform groups plan to be at Monday's meeting, which will be held in Westchester. They say they are concerned, though, that because Monday is a state holiday, participation might be limited. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.